Today on At Home with Champ Bailey, Champ makes breakfast. Life is sweeter when you have it all. Get Comcast Digital Cable and faster, better high-speed internet, and HBO's included.
You know, as of right now, you know, I believe I've wrapped my career, my baseball career up. You know, I've had a good run at LSU. You know, I loved it. You know, I wouldn't have did it any different. You know, but I think it's now time for me to pursue my real love, which is football.
The only thing that was left was I really wanted to win the SEC championship. Definitely wanted to win a national championship. That record was still out there. I had seven more yards to break. But I just really felt like teams were looking at me like I had a plague. I mean, wasn't nobody throwing my way. and I would always have to run across field to make a tackle. So, I mean, I definitely got to the ball. So I think that was the plus side of last year. And we did win. So I was excited about that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be more aware of when the ball's in the air. In NFL, you know, a turnover is a big deal. And I don't think I can't do it. I know I can do it. It's just adding that element to my game. And that's something I'm aware of, something I'm looking forward to being able to add to my game.
I would say the people at Oxford and the Rhodes Scholarship, people connecting with that school. Obviously, American football is not a very revered sport there. I had a chance to go to the Patriots versus Bucks game at Wembley Stadium, and I saw every team represented there by a jersey, by a British fan, and they were cheering and clapping for punts. But it was fun. It was great to be there. Great stadium, great environment, great atmosphere. I hope the NFL plays more games there. But as far as my cohort at Oxford, my classmates, my friends who are Rhodes Scholars, you know, they really didn't understand why I was waking up at 6 o'clock every morning to train. And I told them about a Senior Bowl and a combine, trying to explain to them the importance of it and why I had to go through, you know, these particular events. And it still didn't make too much sense to them. So I just tried to switch the topic on some United Nations topic or, you know, world hunger or something like that.
Did you find yourself having to, you know, maybe teach the game to them a little bit?
I certainly did. I taught them a lot. A lot of my classmates, for instance, one guy is from Seoul, Korea. He's a doctor, a Korean-trained doctor, and you know, he saw cameras, BBC was following me around, and didn't know what I was famous for. He said, you know, you're famous, why? And I told him American football, and then we just sat down for about an hour or so, and I just was drawing up plays for him, and he's a smart guy, so he picked it up a little bit, but he's like, I just, you know, I don't know how you guys like that sport. So it was different, but I had a good time, and I even got to test a little bit of my football knowledge by trying to teach it to other people, trying to break it down.
For one, I'm very aggressive. I'm smart. I communicate a lot on the field. I'm a person who loves to just, like, get around my team and make plays.
I don't think something like a position should keep me from up there because if you want to go into positions, I play every position in the defensive backfield. And under Coach Kiffin's scheme, you could also say I played a little linebacker also. So free safety, strong safety, nickel corner for 3 years. Also have played corner, true corner. So, I mean, I feel like I bring a lot to the table and have a lot to offer to any team that picks me up.
I think my pursuits academically have helped me in football. I think you learn discipline, you learn time management, you learn structure, you learn organization. And as a football player, there's obviously valuable assets and traits that you can use to be great, whether it be in film study or on the field. So I try to tell them that I want to transform you know, all of the positive traits I've learned in the classroom by trying to get the pinnacle of academic achievement by the Rhodes Scholarship and, you know, become an even better football player by it.
So how do you convince NFL teams that your heart is truly in football now for the next 10 years and you're just not looking toward that future medical career?
Well, I tell them that, you know, I've been playing this game for a long time. I tell them that I was committed when I was over in England. I tell them that I've been training with Tom Shaw in Orlando and working out with him for about 2 years or so. 6 days a week we train. I tell them that I've been calling Samari Roll and Antro Roll and Darren Sharpie, these guys who have sort of mentored me and asked them how to prepare for this process, I tell them that I showed up to the Senior Bowl at 217 in good shape, showed up here at 215 in even better shape. I tell them that I plan on doing really well in these combine drills and running a fast time. You know, I can demonstrate to them my commitment and love for football by my actions and how I proceed in the next few months or so. And I hope I'm able to convey that message, you know, with authenticity, and because it's really down deep in my heart, a part of me. Football is a part of who I am.
I play whatever. If I'm on the field, it doesn't really matter. You know, I want to win. I want to contribute. I like football regardless. But, you know, I like I'm a safety, but you know, I can play linebacker, especially on nickel. And sometimes, you know, linebacker is safety is linebacker, just playing in the box. But, you know, I trust that the team will hopefully draft me based upon what they think I could do best. And, you know, I trust that and do what they want me to do.